Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. We're having a great visit with Dr. Ryan Abbott, the author of The Reasonable Robot. Ryan, I need your website, please.
Oh, it's ryanabbott.com.
All right, so they can find your book wherever books are sold?
Indeed, they can.
It's all about artificial intelligence and the law, folks. It's outstanding. It's a very important book and a book that's near and dear to my heart, Ryan, because, as you know, I'm very much focused on digital leverage and the impact that it has on ethics and vice versa. And you and I, you know, we all know that we have lots of laws. It's against the law to steal. It's against the law to commit a lot of other crimes. But that's the laws aren't the reason why there isn't chaos in society. The law isn't the reason why we have order. We have order because we've developed a 10,000-year ethical catalog that we operate under that stops us from doing something long before the law gets involved. And that's how we've lived. And so even if we create a body of AI law, if we don't create a body of a catalog of AI ethics, I don't think we're going to survive this. What do you think? Is that too negative?
I think that sounds exactly right. I think the law and, you know, what is legal and what is ethical is often the same, but not always. So, you know, if you see someone in need ethically, you may be obliged to help that person, but legally you rarely are.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's all sorts of sort of bad conduct a person can engage in. The law doesn't punish just because it would be too invasive for the law or too burdensome. And, you know, the law in some senses is sort of like a basement of behavior that we don't want people to fall beneath. But, you know,
right.
There's a higher ethical standard sometimes we should be expecting out of AI. So, you know,
the people who produce the digital leverage today, the AI, a lot of those people, and I'm not disparaging them, but it's a lot of young people who don't have a lot. They haven't developed their track record of ethical bearing. Maybe, you know, and most of us were at that age. If you're in your 20s, your ethical bearing, maybe you went to Sunday school, maybe you know what's good and what's evil, but your business ethics haven't been fully developed yet, and yet we're putting all this power in their hands, and I'm concerned about that. Is that justified?
No, I think absolutely so. I mean, I think a lot of programmers tend to be monocultural and, you know, I think in your last program, I only heard the end of it, but you were talking about the need for diversity in business. And there's a real need for, you know, largely the big companies that are driving a lot of this to have strong ethical frameworks in place and to have multidisciplinary teams looking at and thinking about programming problems, because I think a lot of programmers aren't alive to the ethical concerns that, you know, what their AI may be doing will bring about. And you need people thinking about this and not just, can we do this legally, but can we do this ethically? And I think also from a business perspective, because that's your focus, you know, even if we could get away with this right now, is this in our long-term best interest for, you know, how
right.
we're operating our business?
Well, you know, Albert Camus said, the Nobel laureate, French laureate Albert Camus said, integrity has no need of rules. And so we need to think about that. Lynn Morella says ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. And one of my statement on this is, just because I can doesn't mean that I should. That's what I'm encouraging people who are associated with developing digital leverage, is to think of that. Put that up on the wall. Just because I can doesn't mean that I should. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think that sounds more to have more integrity than move fast and break things.
Yeah, exactly. So where do you think we're going? Give me your last thoughts. I got about 30 seconds.
Where do I think we're going? I think, you know, it's very exciting that we're having a conversation about technologies that have been around for a long time but are starting to have a real impact on people's behavior. And I agree with you that, you know, ethics and integrity need to be a core part of this, not just the law. Mm-hmm. You know, but the law is a central constraining behavior on this, and we need to think through what legal rules will make us all better off.
Well said. And long before there's a law to impinge upon these big tech needs to develop their own ethics. And so far, I find them wanting. RyanAbbott.com, is that right?
Uh-huh.
The book is called The Reasonable Robot, Artificial Intelligence and the Law by Dr. Ryan Abbott. Ryan, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Anytime.
We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.